Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and my special guest today by the old-fashioned telephone is the Vice President of AgStar's Rural Capital Network, John Munson. Welcome to the program today.
Hey, it's my pleasure being on. Thanks for taking the time to spend some quality conversation around rural activities in Minnesota.
Absolutely. What's kind of your thoughts about the lay of the land in this day and age?
Well, I think first and foremost, I mean, we have to understand kind of the current environment we're in, and I think we all understand we've seen some economic downturn, but the question is, has there been a delayed impact, or is there sort of a plateau, or are we valleying, or are we beginning to see a change towards the positive in rural areas? I think the answer is there was a delayed impact in terms of the recession and certain sectors of agriculture and other specific sectors within the rural economy, which I think led to sort of a somewhat of a freeze-up around capital and economic activity across rural regions. And we saw that across rural Minnesota, certainly in AgStar, and as a board member, I'm seeing it as well. And I think the question then becomes, when are we going to begin to see us move out of the valley? And I think we're beginning to see some signs in the near future that we're going to begin to see some activity develop and grow agriculturally. I'm concerned about swine. I'm concerned about dairy. I'm hoping ethanol has turned a corner. Poultry is an area. Grain may be an issue or a question mark in terms of the volatility it may see in the future. And on the rural side, I think healthcare remains strong. Technology remains an opportunity. And I think new emerging opportunities around bioscience and renewable energy creates new possibilities. So the question is how to position for the future and leverage those opportunities to grow into a new economy and use the base of where we are as that new opportunity.
And then what do you see in terms of, are we seeing more people going into sort of organic kinds of enterprises and that sort of thing? Or what is...
Well, I think that's there's a continuum there that sort of ebbs and flows. And I do think there's some general growth there. Consumers demand it more. But I think the broad growth that you're beginning to see is around hobby farms, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge growth in that sector, and it was really quite extreme prior to the economic downturn, where rural hobby farms were really growing, lifestyle farms, we would call them. And those are people that would maybe have a couple of goats, maybe a chicken or two, a couple of horses, whatever, maybe grow a couple of crops, maybe a garden of an acre or two. And I think we're seeing some growth in that area. And what I think you're seeing is sort of a pull that there are larger farms that are getting larger, and there's sort of these hobby farms that are growing. And what you're beginning to see in general, full-time production is bigger farms, and it's where the middle begins to get pulled on and maybe is reduced or diminished.
Okay.
In terms of the number of middle-sized farms. I think we're going to continue to see that pattern for a while.
All right. Well, John, I'll let you get back to where you're headed, but I want to thank you for joining us today on the program and wish you the very best.
You bet. No problem. I appreciate it.
That's John Munson, Vice President of AgStar Rural Capital Network. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. I'm Jim Gullickson. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next week.